Welcome back to this episode of The Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mash, joined along with Patrick Spillman. I'm sorry that tonight's show is a little after 6. We had soccer practice, and it didn't get over until about less than 10 minutes ago, so we're here now bringing The Beaver Dam like we do every Monday. Pat, how has your week been?
It's been pretty good. I'm tired, and we literally just got out of practice probably 2 minutes ago. Trent and I literally ran and put on clothes, and now we are here to give you guys a sports recap. Trent, first thing we got to talk about, though, it's your birthday.
Yep.
How excited are you to be 20?
I mean, nothing really changes from going to from 19 to 20, so it's just a little... A little different, but other than that, not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing Trent has been saying the entire time about his birthday is that, it's just a day I was born. It doesn't matter that much. I'm like, Trent, it's your birthday, man. You should be excited. I think he's a little disappointed because Taylor's not here. He misses Taylor. I get it. They're three hours away. Taylor, we love you. We know you love Trent, and we know that you wish you guys could be together on your birthday, but guess what? He's all mine this year and last year. So, yeah, I think the first thing that we are going to talk about is baseball. The conference games got canceled this past weekend, as well as the softball games got canceled this past weekend. So, really, I think we only have one game to talk about for baseball, which was last Tuesday. I think softball, we have a doubleheader, and then we also are going to bring you a little bit of golf for men's and women's who played this weekend, as well as track and field who competed this weekend as well. So first thing we're going to talk about is the Bluffton University baseball team. The Bluffton University baseball team tied in the eighth and took advantage of back-to-back capital errors in the ninth to win their second game in 3 days on Tuesday, March 26. Bluffton evened up its record at 9-9, while the Crusaders fell to 4-12 overall.
Down 2-0 after the visitors took advantage of a pair of Bluffton errors in the top of the third, Beavers answered right back with two runs of their own. Junior Adam Duncan singled home Colin Gregory before he and Reed Raul perfectly executed a double steal that saw Raul cross the plate.
Gregory was in on action an inning later when he was hit by a pitch with the sacks full for a 3-2 lead. Three straight walks to capital forced two runs across in the seventh as the visitors turned a one-run deficit into a one-run lead. With Bluffton struggling to move the chains on offense, Coach Grandy called freshman Zane Martin's number to lead off the bottom of the eighth. He answered with a single up the middle. Pinch runner Elijah Tressler, moved to second on a pass ball before Jeff Strayer's third hit of the game knotted the score at 4-4.
Despite two quick outs to start the bottom of the ninth, back-to-back walks followed by a capital bobble loaded the bases for Alex Linansky, who beat out a throw when the Crusaders misplayed their second straight ball, allowing Raul to scurry home for the game-winning run.
Strayer went 3-5, and Rule scored twice to pace the Bluffton offense. Garrett O'Reilly was outstanding, allowing four runs, three earned on six hits and 6.1 innings of work. He struck out four and allowed just one free pass. Senior Dante DeAndre moved to 3-2 on the year, shutting down the visitors on the final 2.2 innings, including the last two outs in the seventh when he entered with the bases juiced and just one out.
Yeah, that game was last Tuesday, and unfortunately, as Pat said, their games that were scheduled for Saturday against Earlham were canceled.
The Beavers will be back in action on Tuesday hosting Defiance, and then we'll be hosting Earlham on Wednesday. I believe Bluffton Athletics tweeted that out earlier today or either last night. But the Beavers will be back in action on Tuesday against the Defiance Yellow Jackets. Obviously, big conference game. They could really use your support. So come out and support your Beavers.
Yeah. So that's all the action we had from baseball last week. Congratulations on that win as well. Moving on to softball, Bluffton University softball team dropped a pair of non-conference games to Olivet College on a mild Wednesday, March 27th. The Comets improved to 11-7, while Bluffton slipped to 4-14 on the season.
Olivet slugged its way to a 6-0 lead over the Beavers before sophomore Sydney Bowen launched her first collegiate home run down the left field line in the home half of the third.
The Comets tacked on six more runs in the fourth and fifth to forge a commanding 12-1 lead going into the bottom of the fifth. Kelsey Reeder's single through the right side plated Tabitha Coetter and Taylor Stanky, but Olivet worked out the jam with a pair of force outs and a strikeout to finish game one in five innings, 12-3.
Freshman Molly Bollinger fell to 0-3 after surrendering five runs on eight hits in three innings of work. Reeder drove in a pair of runs to lead the Bluffton offense.
Game two looked like it was going to be a carbon copy of the lid lifter when Kinsley Blauen followed back-to-back Olivet base hits with a three-run shot off the scoreboard with no outs in the top of the first. Bluffton responded with two tallies in the bottom of the second when junior Megan Hill led off with a double down the left field line. Courtney Jasinski tripled to the wall in center field, and Langstaff picked her up with a base hit up the middle.
After the teams combined for five runs in just two innings, the offense came to a screeching halt, and Olivet made its 3-2 lead hold over the final five frames. Bona Jasinski, who fell to 0-3 despite allowing just three runs in four innings, both finished with two safeties. Sophomore Katie McCord was nearly perfect in her three-inning relief stint, limiting Olivet to a single hit and no runs. And as I said as well, the Beavers' game against Rose Holman was canceled this weekend. It has not been said when that game is going to be rescheduled. We will continue to look out for that. That's something that could be added. And more than likely, they're going to try and make that a weekend game with it such a far travel. Maybe move like they did with the Defiance game and move that earlier in the week and then allow the Beavers to travel there maybe on a weekend or something like that. So we will continue to look over that. Unfortunately, the Beavers conference season is going to have to be pushed back just a little bit longer, but that's all we have for softball. Obviously, that second game was tough to lose and not be able, after scoring two runs and giving up three in the first inning, not being able to come out and score any more runs in that second game. But the Beavers will be back in action on Wednesday, April 3rd, in a doubleheader at home against Manchester. The first game will start at 3, with the second game slated to start at 5, but obviously that depends on how the first game's going. So come out and support your Beavers and their first home conference game. So I think we're going to move on to golf.
Yeah, we'll move on to men's golf. The Bluffton University men's golf team shaved five stroke off its day one score when the Beavers capped off the Alice Lloyd Invitational on Sunday, March 31st. Bluffton finished with a 334 after shooting 339 on Saturday.
Finishing the tournament with the career best 163 for the weekend, sophomore Anthony Mungia fired an 82 just one day after carding an 81 at Battlefield Golf Course. Michael Fimiani also cracked 170 with a 168. Nick Offenberger used his 82 on Saturday to post a 172, while Carter Munbauer was four shots back with a 176. Dakota Pratt rounded out the scoring with a 182 for the weekend.
Bluffton returns to action on Thursday, April 4th, when the Beavers travel to Legacy Golf Course for the Lord's Invitational.
Obviously, the weather right now is not the best for the golf team. Not really able to get out on the courses that much. We see them kind of, just getting in some empty grass here on campus. They're in the gym just trying to work on it. They got little pieces of turf that they try and hit the ball off of. So obviously this weather's been frustrating for the Beaver golf team, as being in Ohio, it makes it extremely hard to have golf season when there's snow on the ground in April.
Yeah.
So that Beaver team is going to continue to get better. Their shot, you know, their scores are going to continue to get lower as this weather gets better and better.
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and recap the women that played on Saturday and Sunday as well. Bluffton University women's golf team dropped 8 strokes on Sunday, March 31st, in its 2019 spring opener at the Alice Lloyd Invitational. Bluffton shot a 447, giving the Beavers a 902 for the weekend. Abby Bullion and Keely Briggs led the Beavers with identical 221s for the weekend, with Briggs 103 on Saturday. Bluffton's best round of the tournament. Brilli Oberdorf carded 224, while Courtney Kretschmeyer finished with a 236. Bluffton returns to action in Ostrander, Ohio, at the Laura Pump Invitational on Saturday, April 6th.
Yeah, once again, just, you know, this weather is awful for the Beavers, and not being able to really get outside. So, once again, those scores are going to get better. The women's golf team is, you know, brand new. They don't have a lot of people, so it's going to be one of those things where they're going to continue to get better and better as Coach Craig brings in more and more recruits. You're just going to see this golf team work its way into being very competitive.
Yeah, all right.
I think, lastly, we're going to finish up with track. That's all we got left.
That's all. So.
The Bluffton University track and field team traveled to Otterbein University to battle through cold and rainy conditions at the April Fool's Invitational on Saturday, March 30th. The women's team placed 10th in the field of 17 teams with 25 points, while the men placed 14th out of 18 with 21.5 points.
One athlete who did not have to battle the elements was junior Tori Bowen, who continued to impress with another victory in the pole vault as she cleared 3.52 meters, 11 feet, 6.5 inches to continue her fantastic junior season.
Sophomore Stephanie Fox had another superb effort in the discus, this time placing third with a throw of 32.59 meters. Senior Malin DeLong garnered an eighth place mark in the hammer at 36.89 meters.
Sticking with field events, sophomore Ramey Bauer jumped a new collegiate best 1.56 meters, about 5 feet, 1.25 inches, good enough for the sixth spot in the field of 23 jumpers, moving her to second on the HCAC outdoor performance list and earning the HCAC automatic qualifier.
The running events on the women's side were highlighted by a pair of superb performances at 5,000 meters as junior Alexis Cash ran a time of 18:44 and senior Jenny Madison finished in 1904, placing 7th and 12th respectively, as each of them finished with their best times of 2019. Both times are also HCAC qualifying marks and put them in the top five on the HCAC list.
Sophomore Bailey Barrington added a 6th place mark in the 800 in the field of 34 women with a time of 2 minutes 29.15 seconds. The men's team was highlighted by a pair of top five finishes from freshman Noah Judd. Judd placed second in the long jump with a leap of 6.45 meters, 21 feet 2 inches, which is a career best and an HCAC and All-Ohio Championship qualifying mark. The jump also puts him third on the HCAC performance list. Judd also placed fourth in the triple jump with a leap of 12.18 meters, 39 feet 11.5 inches, the fifth best mark in the conference.
A pair of Beavers also scored in the high jump as freshman Brandon James and senior Keon Camden were 4th and 8th respectively with a pair of personal bests. The performances on the track were highlighted by junior Connor Golick as he broke the 2-minute barrier in the 800-meter race, running 1 minute and 59.95 seconds and finishing 8th in the event. The junior was only the second HCAC athlete to break the barrier this season. Freshman Dalton Tanner, also our soccer teammate, grabbed a point in the 100-meter dash as well. Assist time of 11.54 seconds. Sorry, Dalton. 11.54 seconds qualified him for the finals before his 11.69-second run gave him an eighth-place finish.
Also grabbing an HCAC qualifying time was junior Dakota Frost, who ran a season-best 15 minutes, 48.23 seconds, giving him the 13th-place finish in a field of 56 runners. I would assume that is in the...
That was probably the third 5,000.
5,000 meter.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be the 5,000 meter.
It doesn't say what it is, but going off the time, I would say it's the 5,000 meter. The Beavers look forward to drier and warmer conditions on Friday, April 5th, and Saturday, April 6th, when they head to the Marv Fry Invitational at Ohio Wesleyan University. The Hammer and Javelin competitions are set take place on Friday at 3 p.m., while the rest of the meet will commence on Saturday with field events set for 12 o'clock noon and running events scheduled for 2 p.m. Before we get into talking about the Beavers, my cousin, who's the same age as me, her birthday is actually on the 6th, and she runs for Ohio Wesleyan, Aaron Ross. She does hurdles, so... we have a soccer game, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, I love playing soccer, but I would have loved to go there and support not only our Beavers, but my cousin. But week after week, we see that these Beavers are tearing up the track and the field events.
Yeah, I mean, you just see more and more people qualifying. I mean, you have Ramey, who's now second in the HCAC rank right now for high jump. Bailey Barrington's already qualified. Alexis Cash is already qualified. Dalton Tanner grabbed the team a point. Dakota Frost, HCAC qualifying. I mean, you just see HCAC qualifiers all the way around. And I know Coach Yakno is going to be extremely happy about this because, you know, it shows that the work that these Beavers have been putting on in the offseason is working. She has come in and really she's bringing guys and girls in from all different sports. You have Ramey and Kayla, who are on the volleyball team, Dalton and Christian Parker on the soccer team, Keon Camden's football player. I believe Noah Judd played football this year as well. So you see guys and girls just being multi-sport athletes in college as well, which shows just the athletes that Bluffton's able to bring in. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that they're not just focused on one sport. I think nowadays kids are just focusing on one sport, but Dalton and Christian are going to be in amazing shape by the end of their track season. They're going to be completely ready to go and be ready for soccer season by the time that their track season's done. So I think seeing these Beavers go out and compete is definitely impressive.
Yeah, and every... excuse me. As you said, every week we're seeing more and more qualifying, but not only for the HCAC championship, also for the All-Ohio championships as well. And the track team does have a lot of other athletes as well as just the cross country / track and field athletes. And they've all been doing outstanding jobs week in and week out. And they're always my favorite to talk about, not because of anything, just because it's always exciting to see how well they do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the track and field team, I don't think they get a lot of appreciation, but they're going and they're continually putting in good numbers. They're putting in work. And I mean, if you go and look at some of the Twitter videos from what they're doing, man, they are just working their butts off in practices. I don't know how some of them get through some of those practices, and I am very thankful that I am not in some of those practices because they look brutal. Because we talked to Dalton and Christian, and they're like, I don't know how I just got through that workout. It was awful. But you know what? It makes them better. And, you know, soccer, we have our workouts too that sometimes we hate to do, and we tell other sports that, and they're like, oh, no way. And we're like, hey, it's what you got to do for your sport. So, you know, Trent and I were late to the Beaver Dam today just because practice ran over, but I don't think Trent and I were really complaining considering the fact that we were playing the sport that we love and that we came here to Bluffton to be able to play four more years. So, Trent, we got anything else, or is a short show? Obviously, not a lot of games went on because of weather. You know, we had a couple of warm days, but it just seemed like the weather this weekend, when, you know, we're going to have a doubleheader for both baseball and softball, and both those got canceled. So,
yeah, the Ohio likes to do this thing where it likes to trick us where, oh, it's nice, it's sunny, it's pretty warm out, and then a day later it's snowing and we have an inch of snow or more on the ground. So we hope baseball, softball, and golf can all get out and play them more, because they have to play on grass and dirt, and we don't want a lot of rain, because then that means they can't play and we can't cover them. But we wish everyone the best of luck this week as they move into their competitions. And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on, hopefully on Friday. I know it's been a little weird. We keep saying Friday and then the show isn't happening because other things come up with James and Floyd's schedule. But if not Friday, then next Monday with Pat and I. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 961 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mash, joined along with Patrick Spillman, and thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll beat!